We're gonna play on and stand strong with Jolo and Dibs. Turn the game on. Bump up the volume. It's time to play ball. All right, so I got something for you as I welcome you to the championship rounds of Jolo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Big hour coming up. Phone lines are open this entire hour with the exception of 9:30 when we welcome the big show, Mike Holmgren, to the program. The question is simple. We haven't talked about this all week because we've been very confident and very excited, but we're going to lay it out in the final hour. What are the concerns heading into the NFC Championship game? Let's get down and dirty with the nitty and the gritty. What are the true concerns heading into the Packer game on Sunday at 3:40? Jolo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. It's a Football Friday brought to you by Oaks Card Club. Play it smart. Play it Oaks. And Xfinity. Every time you look around, you can find a reason why things suck, right? We're very good at complaining. I am at the forefront of that. 100 years ago today, does anyone know what happened in this country exactly 100 years ago today?
1920. How old was I then? I was like 3 or 4. I can't quite recall, Joe. 1920, that was pre-stock market crash, so yeah, maybe it was an inauguration, perhaps? An assassination. I'm going to go with... McKinley got.
Gonna go with an assassination.
McKinley shot got. Yeah.
Good. I was gonna say good shot. Good attempt.
Thank you.
Good attempt. Wrong, but good attempt. Would you like to take a shot at this as well?
No, I'm gonna pass on this one. I think
that's always fun.
Yeah. But if I was gonna do something, I would say.
I'm gonna pass, but I've got words and a guess. So that's literally the opposite of passing.
Right.
100 years ago today was the official start of Prohibition.
Oh,
Prohibition started. The 18th Amendment went into effect January 17th, 1920. 100 years ago today, you couldn't drink booze in America.
Can you imagine if they did it like now, 1-17-2020, if they just decide, you know what? No more drinking booze in America. We would have a revolution.
It'd just be like, okay. And then people would go about their business and just keep drinking booze.
Yeah. Right.
Like, think about that. 100 years ago today, if you've never seen Boardwalk Empire, a lot of that show is built on the prohibition that took place during that time, the era.
Old Nucky Thompson.
All those guys. Yeah, that is a great show. Yep. To this day, it would probably still hold up well. It's been a while since that went off the air. But I would say watch Boardwalk Empire if you've never seen it. It's fantastic. 100 years ago today, prohibition started.
That's wild.
Lasted a good 13 years. Believe it or not, a good 13 years. I believe the 21st Amendment repealed the 18th Amendment in 1933. Amazing that made it 13 years.
Amazing.
Such nonsense going 13 years. Shout
wow.
out to the Kennedy family, which exploited that probably more than anything. Old Joe, the bootlegger, built up a family fortune and then put everybody in office. No one wants to look in that side of history, but hey.
It happened.
We love our booze, don't we? All right. Jolo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. We got the phone lines juiced. Concerns heading into... the Packer game. We don't need to get any more elaborate than that. We've had a nice week. We've had a confident week. We've had a fun week. The penultimate game is in front of us. Win this, and you're on to Miami and a shot at history. Lose it, no shame. Great season. But there's going to be disappointment no matter what. There's no way to say, well, you know, it's a great year. They achieved so much, there's no way to be disappointed. You're disappointed when you lose at anything in life.
Right.
So let's talk concerns. Biggest concern heading into the Packer game is what?
Two words, Aaron Rodgers. I think that's it in a nutshell. I think you don't look any further because Aaron Rodgers plays his best game in place. You know, we've seen his heroics. He's a star, but we've seen him become a superhero. If he's Aaron Rodgers of old, where everything he touches and receivers and he's scrambling, getting outside the pocket and making pass. This game can be very, very competitive. Aaron Rodgers is the biggest. He is their biggest weapon. He is their best player on their team, and it's not even close. Can you control and dictate tempo to Aaron Rodgers? I think that has to be the main focus of this team.
Biggest concern being Aaron Rodgers. Agree?
No, I disagree, and Aaron Rodgers obviously is an elite player, and if he has a huge game, you're going to be in some trouble as a 49er team. I think that they can counteract it. My biggest concern is ball security, because we've seen at times from Jimmy Garoppolo, many games he's going to give you the one, and if the one turns into two, and if the two turns into three, not all from Jimmy G, but if you've got a bad pick from Garoppolo, if you've got a fumble, or God forbid, a muff punt, Lowe was referencing Kyle Williams earlier in that Giant loss they were dominant in that game, and it was a muff punt and a fumble, and there's your ball game. So, and I know it's easy to say, oh, turnovers, avoid turnovers, because the team that wins the turnover battle wins the game. I think the Niners are so much better than Green Bay that that really is the only thing that can undo them.
Biggest worry I have for this game is a fear that has already struck in many teams this postseason, and it's one that shows up time and time again in these scenarios. Not seven-game scenarios, not five-game scenarios, one-game scenarios. It's the slow start. The slow start is terrifying. Look at the Patriots. The longer you left Tennessee hanging around, alligator blood, the more confident they got, the more they believed they could win that game. When you have an underdog of this nature and you're playing at home and you've got all these little advantages, you have to take advantage of them with early scoring. It also happened in the Baltimore game. If Baltimore comes out on that opening possession, they get the stop on Tennessee. Tennessee takes the ball first. Now, this is huge because Tennessee knows they got to go down the field and score. They have to hang tight so they can make Derrick Henry a factor from start to finish. You fall behind by two scores, you can't run the ball, especially in the second half. You're going to have to throw, and that puts Tennessee in a bad spot. So what happens early? They take the ball. They try. Baltimore gets a stop. Everyone's going nuts because everyone knows what this means. Ravens get the ball. They go down and score. Suddenly, Tennessee starts to feel it. And Baltimore starts moving, and then they throw the INT. And then Tennessee goes and scores. And the game busts wide open from there. Baltimore's on its heels the entire way. You're at home. You've got crowd noise. You're a favorite. You can beat this team. The slow start is what terrifies me. Don't let them hang around. Don't let them come out and believe they're better. You want them on their heels the entire way. They tried to do it with Seattle. Russell Wilson's not one of those guys. You can't bury him. But the Packers, you've seen it this year. Fell flat. When the Packers lose, they lose in spectacular fashion. They're not a heroic team with a whole lot of backbone. That's the Seahawks. Wilson, you give him the ball late in the game, he will go out and win it. 11-1 in one score games this season. That's Russell Wilson. But this Packers team went to LA to play the Chargers, started slow, quit. Came to San Francisco to play the Niners, started slow, quit. Hung tight with the Eagles on Thursday night. Eagles had no business playing in that game. Eagles broke their back late. That's the point with these guys. Get up on them early. Don't let them believe they can silence the crowd. Don't let them believe they can dictate game flow. Don't let them believe they can win this game.
Right. I really believe that we don't give the Packers defensive front four enough credit. If this becomes a one-dimensional game, I don't know if we can block them consistently. I look at that front four. You look at what they're able to do. They're able to get after the quarterback. They got some guys up front that can get after you. They stacked Jimmy G, what, 4 or 5 times? Even you won that game. So I think if you let Aaron Rodgers hang around, if you let Aaron Rodgers have some big plays, and if you don't control him, this guy throws, without a doubt, if he throws for 350, you're probably losing this game. Now, you look at that because of the fact that if he's throwing like that, then that means they got the ball going, that means they're running, that means they're doing a lot of good things. So I think Aaron Rodgers, even though he hasn't played as well, and we talked to Joe Buck, everyone you bring on the show, everyone's talking about Aaron Rodgers have to have a heroic game because they don't have that type of offensive power, star power. They don't have that many guys necessarily in the secondary that can do what this team can do. But pass rush, if you make it, if they can get after, if they're up, can we protect Jimmy G for long stints of time if it becomes one-dimensional? I don't know. I think that's the question that people want to know because this front four, they do have some guys that can put a lot of pressure on the quarterback.
All right, 888-957-9570. Let's go to the billions. Indiana Dave in San Francisco. Indiana Dave, welcome to the show. Your biggest concern heading into Sunday evening.
Thanks for having me on. Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, it is like Lo said. I agree. It's Aaron Rodgers. The defense as a whole needs to keep him contained because he's like Houdini, can do magic. And by the way, Lo, I want to apologize. Beginning of the season, I talked a little bit negatively about Fresno, but I'm all about it, man. All right, take care, guys. Have a good Friday.
You're the best, bud. Don't worry about it. We're good.
Talked negatively on Fresno. Now he's all about, well, what happened? Couldn't have gone there and been swung. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, he probably got there and ended up going to Doghouse Grill, getting some great food, and seeing that the town's better than what he thought, and he just changed his mind. It's okay.
All right, there we go. Interesting call.
Possible, but not probable.
Carlos in Fremont. Carlos, welcome to the show, and thank you for the phone call. Biggest concern heading into Sunday evening.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Hey, the biggest concern I really think is going to be turnovers, because I really feel like turnovers is going to is going to determine who's going to win the game. The guy, the team that has the most turnovers is going to lose the game, because I really feel like these, both of these teams, it's going to be a great game. Both of these teams want to get to the Super Bowl, and I really feel it's going to be a hard-hitting game because they both have talented running backs. So they're going to be running the ball a lot. It's going to be some hard-hitting football, man. So turnovers is going to be the biggest key. But my prediction is Aaron Rodgers throws a fourth-quarter interception for the Niners to seal it up. You guys have a good one.
All right. Thank you very much. I like the prediction for how the game ends there. That's nice. You hear all the crowd going nuts. Guy starts running it back, then realize the situation, go down, just go down. Don't try to do too much slides. Everyone celebrates. Offense comes out, grinds out the clock, and you're off to Miami.
What if you
be
if,
nice?
What if you're down by three? I mean, you're up by three.
You're up by eight. You're up by eight. Okay. You're leading by eight. They got to come down. They got to score, and they got to get the two. Okay, throws the pick. They ice it. Down by eight. That's the scenario.
That's all I wanted to know.
No, Joe, they're down by eight.
Part of your
otherwise, you're running it back. Okay. Yes. You take that damn thing to the house.
Seriously. Don't you dare go down at the 50.
And if you're up one and the house gets you six, go for two just to put it on them.
Yeah, it's the Booster Club, as you like to refer to it.
Kyle's Booster Club is covered. He's covered 10 for us this year. 10.
When you talk slow start, and I think you're right about that, are you of the mind then that you want to get the ball first, or you want to have Green Bay have the ball? That way your defense can snuff them out, and then you can avoid a slow start by having your better unit on the field.
Excellent question. I don't mind either way. I really don't have a preference because I have that much trust in either unit. If you get the ball first, I've watched this team on the script just slice and dice their way down the field. We saw it against Minnesota. And Green Bay does not have an elite defense, 23rd against the run. So if you get the run game going, you can get the play action going. The way Kyle draws up some of these games, you saw it early in the Cincinnati game. Countless times the script has put them in a great situation early. So if they have the ball first, I'm feeling good. If the defense is out there first with the crowd noise and everything else, one little slip up by the offense, they're off the field punt, and I feel good there. If forced to choose, I'd rather see the defense first because it means the Niners are getting the ball to start the second half. Earlier this week with Clemson LSU, we talked about the importance of the middle eight, the final 4 minutes of the first half and the first 4 minutes of the second half. Winning the middle eight and its importance in the football game. The Niners have done a great job with that, so given the preference, would rather have the ball to start the second half. But either way, I feel very confident that they could get up on the team early. I really do. Yeah. Let's go to Mitch in Manteca. Mitch, welcome to the show, and thanks for the phone call. Jeez, Mitch.
Hey,
ease into the hot tub,
game.
Son.
Guys.
Ease into the hot tub. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I just want to say my biggest concern is that making sure that our offensive line take care of Jimmy. Because if Jimmy gets back there and gets time, he's gonna eat the Green Bay Packers up like a bunch of cheese curds. So I ain't really worried about Aaron Rodgers. I think our front four, they're beasts, they're monsters. And I think we're going to go Mission Miami. So thanks for the call, guys. I appreciate it. Good morning.
All right. Appreciate the phone call.
Agreed with him, too, there a little bit.
Like a little bit of poutine.
Yeah. The offensive line's got to play big. I think that, you know, you look at Big Joe, he's getting healthy. The guy's healthy. He's playing way better. McGlinchey. If those guys play good and you can play good in the interior, which that's going to try to come after him, if they can do that and give Jimmy time, I think Jimmy can have a big game even spinning the ball around. I think he can throw it around the park. He can take advantage of the secondary, especially if you move him at times, especially the way that Kyle Shanahan designed some of the runs and then get those boots. Jimmy G's very, very effective when he's outside the pocket throwing. You saw him hit Kittle. That big touchdown when Kittle went down the middle, that was a move in the pocket and giving him a wide open, giving him more vision to be able to throw through, not having to throw through the big guys on the up front on the defensive line.
Radio.com, this is a reminder for the billions out there. Do us a favor, if you haven't already, download the Radio.com app right now. Tune in to your boys, Joe Lo and Dibs, and catch all the latest 49er news, interviews, and updates. This is all over the Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795. I've been reading it all week. I said I wasn't going to address it. I'm going to address it once. We're going to address it right here. Any concerns regarding the conspiracy theory that given that this is the 100th year of the NFL, you have an opportunity for a Super Bowl I rematch between the Chiefs and the Packers. Some people feel there's a bit of a conspiracy theory out there that on the 100-year anniversary, it'd be so wonderful to see a rematch of Super Bowl I, Chiefs-Packers. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers. Thoughts on that?
I think it's nonsense. It's poppycock, if I can say that on the air. Hell, Joe Buck said the word ass, so I can say poppycock as far as I'm concerned.
Buck came in hot.
Yeah, I don't know if the league is looking to gerrymander the results to replicate a game that happened 53 years ago. For who? For what? Ultimately, if you wanted to look at, you know, them trying to rig it Harbaugh versus Harbaugh back in the New Orleans Super Bowl, you could say that, oh, maybe that was a conspiracy theory. There are storylines in all these matchups that the NFL would be delighted to see. I don't think that they're going to be hell-bent on trying to recreate a Super Bowl that most of us didn't watch or don't even remember.
Rick Tittle. It was one Rick Tittle ago.
Yes,
now
it
you
was.
Deal with Fortnites and all these other ways of describing time. One Rick Tittle ago was Super Bowl I. How would you power rank the ratings bonanza for the NFL? Like, if the NFL had their way strictly from a ratings monetary standpoint, what's the number one matchup? What's the number two, three, and four matchups? Like, what would be the biggest rating? You got to figure, my personal opinion is, if you go Titans, Packers, you're going to get the worst of the opportunities for ratings.
Yep.
Two really small markets. The Titans don't really do a whole lot for people. It just seems like to me, Tannehill's not some guy you're going to get behind. They run the ball with Henry. It's a cool story, but it's like, eh. And then in Green Bay, really small market. You know Rodgers, but that's that.
I got that ranked fourth on my power rank.
Niners Chief is the number one.
Absolutely.
Chiefs one. Because you got the great defense against an unbelievable offense.
Pass offense, number one pass defense.
Exactly. Like,
you got your story right there.
You got your story. And that's what people want. I think that would be, for the NFL, in a perfect world, that would be great to see strength on strength, two teams. Just don't know if it's going to happen.
Couldn't agree with you more. And I had, at number two, I had Green Bay, Kansas City, slightly ahead.
State Farm Super Bowl.
Yeah, slightly ahead of San Francisco, Tennessee, in part because what you're talking about, the two storied franchises in the Super Bowl I rematch, which I hadn't even thought about until you mentioned it. I think that would be the second biggest bonanza. San Francisco, Tennessee would be the third biggest, in part because Tennessee, Nashville, right?
Right.
It's much
right.
smaller market.
Right. If you're looking for ratings, what do they always say? Sex sells. Garoppolo's mug is the mug of all mugs. That's the mug you want to trot out there for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
How you doing, AJ? Feels great, baby. Everyone just all week feeling great. The t-shirts, all that stuff, all that smiling. That's sex sells. That'll get you going.
Yeah. Well, that defense better crank it up and be ready to make sure they win on first and second down. You can't let Aaron. Another concern is, that's why I say Aaron Rodgers, because he can orchestrate a lot of great things. If he's in third and two and third and three, last time they played, I think they had one of 15. If he's in third and three, And you have 15 opportunities like that, and let's just say 12 of those or 11 of those are in third and three or shorter, then we got problems. Because if they don't win on those down, I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to. That's when you have problems, because now the defensive line gets tired, because now you create more opportunities for Aaron Rodgers, and that's when things start to happen. The more opportunities you give this guy, the more, when you, anybody, Mahomes, big-time guys, quarterbacks, you give them more opportunities, they're going to have more success. That's just the way the game goes.
Sam in the Mita. We got a phone call from the
Mita. Talk to me, Mita.
Sam's in the Mita. Sam, your biggest concern heading into Sunday evening.
What's up, fellas? Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. How's the meter today?
It's nice and chilly, man. It's nice and chilly. I'm over here on Webster at the Pete's Coffee, doing my routine, listening to the Three Wise Men. And what I was thinking about was, I think special teams is probably the one concern that I might have in this game. Kickoff might be a problem for us. Our kicker hasn't been doing it the way it's supposed to be done for a while, and that's the only area I could think of. Other than that, I think it's a great matchup.
All right, appreciate the phone call. Mita's not really concerned. We ask for concerns. Mita calls up. They're not concerned. They're having coffee. They're living the dream.
That's the concern I had coming out of the Minnesota game, because Amir Abdullah was getting 30, 35, and 40 a clip on the kickoff return, and I wonder if Wisnowski, your guy Mitch Wisnowski, might look for touchbacks more, thinking that the coverage wasn't great on the kickoff in last week's game.
I put the end ball in the end zone. I don't care. I think I changed the way that I'm thinking. I'm like, guys, until you can show me you can tackle and putting it up the pop fly like teams are doing now, popping it up because they want the team to get down and cover, you got a better chance. Forget it. You got to earn that right. I'm putting the ball up. Tell me.
Dudes were getting to the 15 before you saw red jerseys coming in. It was like, wait a minute. You got to get those jerseys down there as he's crossing the 10.
Exactly. So I'm putting the ball in the end zone and take that. Just take it off the plate. Take it off the plate.
Lamar in San Francisco.
Lamar,
thank you for the phone call. Your biggest concern heading into Sunday night.
Barry Bonds.
Good morning, folks. NFC, best of the best. Get ready. My biggest concern is not 12. 12 is going to be 12, fellas. The concern is the referees.
Yeah.
How are they going to call it? How are they going to let Richard Sherman do Richard Sherman? How are they going to do with the defensive line and the hand play? That's what makes the defenders worry. That puts the worry in their head. And I'm just worried about the referees, guys. Get ready. We're going on to Miami to play Titans. Bang, bang.
Appreciate that phone call. Appreciate that phone call. And he's right. You always have to be concerned about the refs. It's a shifty bunch. Shifty.
Very
shifty.
That's lazy radio.
Say it four times in a row just to make sure everyone knows. Shifty bunch. They took it away from the Saints. They took it away from the Saints again this year. They've taken it away from several teams.
Is?
Doesn't matter. Not relevant.
It's exactly what
they're
matters.
All cheats.
The man's name is John Hussey. And by the way, in Hussey.
It's pronounced Hussey.
Hussey. Hussey. That's the character from Orange is the New Black. Pussey. So that's her name. It's an actual name. Lo, do your homework. John Hussey, 39-38-2. The favorites are against the spread. 39-38-2. Home teams win at a 55% clip. And the over, by the way, 33-45. So possible under lean with Hussey making
that,
the calls.
That, to me, would indicate a more... I don't know, more penalties or less? That's what you're always looking for. When the crew's calling more penalties, does that generally mean you think there'll be more scoring or less? More penalties, who gets penalized more, offense or defense? Feels like defense, doesn't it?
I'm borrowing from the Action Network, and they say one reason it's been profitable to bet the under when Hussey refs is because he doesn't throw many flags.
Okay, so there you go. There you go. All right. All right. Woo! Okay. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Those who are on hold, John in Santa Clara, we see you. If you want to hang tight, we'll bring you onto the show. We'd love to have you. But the big show, Mike Holmgren, set to join us next here on 95.7 The Game. Let's head on out to the phones. Former head coach of both the Packers and the Seahawks. He spent six seasons with the 49ers as an assistant coach. It's the big show, Mike Holmgren with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coach, thanks so much for your time this morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you? Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year to you as well. And we're glad that you believe we can still say it at this point. We've had an argument on this show as to how far you can go with the Happy New Year. If Mike Holmgren says we can say it, Dibs, we can say it.
Yes,
yeah,
Dibs.
And Happy New Year back
to
you.
No. You can go a long time. Long time.
Thanks, Coach.
What's your cutoff point?
It's not cutoff. If things are going good, 2020 is going to be a great year.
I love you, Coach.
I'll take it all the way to December 31st. I'm down with that.
What if the year's already been miserable, though, Coach?
No. Then optimistic. It's the glass is half full. It's going to get better.
That's great. See, that's why he's out there making plays and we're in here.
Yeah.
That's exactly the point. All right, Coach, take us through it. If you're the Niners this weekend, you got a nice, sizable point spread. I know you're not looking at that, but in the eyes of many, this is a very winnable game. Here comes Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Defensively, what's the key to making sure Aaron Rodgers doesn't make this one of those Aaron Rodgers-type games?
Well, the first thing you have to do is your players have to understand that this game is going to be quite different than the first game they played. You know, I was thinking about the 49ers dominated so much that there's a tendency to say, you know, to think that here we go again, we can just take care of business and be careful. I hearken back to a time when the Bears beat us when I was in Seattle, 39-0 in a game in the regular season, Monday Night Football. We played them in the playoffs, and we should have won the football game. They beat us on a field goal right at the end at Soldiers Field. So it's going to be a different game. Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. And so that's the first thing. The second thing is you tell them, hey, we play our thing. We do our take care of business our way. The game will be ours, and we're going to the Super Bowl. But we have got to take care of business in this football game. Don't overlook anything.
Coach, you know me. I love to run that ball. I like to talk about physical games. You look at a guy named Cal Juszczyk, what he means for this Niner running game. Is this going to come down? What if one of these teams can't have success running the ball? Who then do you tilt the edge toward?
Well, I think if that's the case, then I put the edge towards the runner, Lorenzo. I mean, there's no question about it. You saw it last week against the Vikings, who had a good defense. All of a sudden, they looked tired a little bit, and that one drive was like eight plays in a row, just handing the ball off, bang, bang, bang. And that was the game. And so if any team, either team, could do that, then the other team is in trouble. I don't anticipate the Packers having a great time doing that against the 49er defense, but if Kyle gets in that rhythm and enjoys what he's seeing from his running backs, he could go that way.
How big of a role must Devontae Adams play for Green Bay? Can they get by if he doesn't have a monster game?
I don't think so. I mean, and I think the world of the job they've done, and they deserve to be there in this game, but they really need, he's a special player now, you know, and to think you could stop him and shut him down, now that's a big test. But I think if he does not have a good game, you know, the other receivers, when he was hurt, it was a different ball club offensive team for them. So he's got to have a big game, and the 49ers, I know, are plotting ways and trying to figure out, you know, how to do that. I remember when we played Carolina in the championship game up in Seattle, and they had Steve Smith, and who was everything to them. And I stayed away from the defensive guys most of the time. They were I believed in them, my coaches. But I went into the meeting, and I said, listen, I don't care what you play and how you do this. It's up to you. But I want someone in for his face every play. I want him banged on every play. And then he go, oh, how do we do? I said, I'm leaving the room now, and I don't care how you do that. I just want that done. Does everyone understand me? Yes. And we were able to do that. And in effect, you never take a guy out completely. You can't do that. But you can make it hard, and if he's that important, you know, to your offense, then you got a leg up.
Absolutely. Coach, God, thanks for sharing with us. So, Coach, put your coaching hat on, and now you are the Green Bay Packers. You're the coach of the Green Bay Packers. What are you doing? You know this front four and the Niners. They can get after you. What are you going to do to offset that? How are you going to win on first and second down to get in the third and manageable so you can keep moving the sticks?
Yeah, you know what? You gotta. Well, we talked about before. They're going to try and run the ball. But on first and second down, then, if it's a running situation, you're going to see play action and movement. Aaron's good in the pocket, but you're going to see play action and movement because I think the Packers are a little vulnerable up front. I think they are, particularly against the 49ers defensive line. So you want to actually, in calling the game, and this is rather simplistic, but it's true, and you don't see people doing it all that often. Okay, you run when you're supposed to pass, and you pass when you're supposed to run, regardless of down and distance, just to kind of give yourself an edge. Because you don't want those guys to actually tee off, because they'll get home. They are a very good pass-rushing team, the 49ers, and the Packers have to deal with that.
Mike Holmgren joining us here on 95.7 The Game. What is it that makes trying to defend a Kyle Shanahan offense so difficult? They've had so much success this year with whoever they put in at running back. Garoppolo's obviously taken some key steps forward. Emmanuel Sanders has had the rebirth since he got here. Deebo Samuel as a rookie's having a nice season. What is it about that Shanahan offense that puts these guys in such great positions?
Well, I think he's an excellent play caller, and obviously their preparation and how they get the game plan in is everything. But how he calls the game, I think there's a nice balance, I think, most of the time between run pass, and he kind of does what I would hope that other teams do too. You don't get into a rhythm where they know you're going to pass or they know you're going to run. You keep them off balance. And I think I'm watching him this season. I think he's done a great job of that. Now, it helps to have your tight end is pretty good, you know, and it helps to have good players always. You know, it wasn't all about me, even though I was a great coach. You know, I had to have players.
Are you at a point this late in the year where you can't install new things, or is it something that you've maybe held back a play or two and now is the time where you can maybe spring it out?
I think you know, your playbook is so large that if it makes sense against the opponent you're playing, yeah, you might spring something that they've never seen. And I think these two coaches, they know each other pretty well. And so, you know, they're going to have to do that. They're going to have to pull some surprises and some things. Now, that probably in and of itself won't win the football game for you. You still have to do what you do and do it well. And it's be assignment correct and all those things. But you're going to see some things you probably haven't seen this season. And you would do that anyway, and then you'd really do it when you're facing a coach that knows you pretty well.
Coach, when you're looking at this matchup, how would you go about talking to your team if you're Green Bay? What position, where do you feel you have competitive edges? Where do you feel that you have a mismatch where you can exploit this Niners defense or exploit this Niners offense? How are you taking these guys and making sure they forget about that last game and say, look, this is a new season, this is the playoffs, it's win or go home. What are you doing? What type of sphere of influence are you having on these men today?
Well, I think you have to emphasize the fact that first game, You know, that wasn't the Green Bay Packers. That you said that was not us. Now, how did that happen? Having said that, then you got to kind of dive deep on that and make sure they understand, at least they believe on how it happened. And then from there you go, okay, here's how we're going to be different. And then you lay it out. You just lay out, here's the game plan, and you can do this, and you're going to score on this play, and we can do this. And you redevelop a real positive feeling, which they have had. I mean, that first game was a long time ago, and they have played better down the stretch. And then you just kind of you point to certain things, and you're so positive about it when you install it that they believe. You got to get them to believe.
Mike Holmgren with us here on 95.7 The Game. Coach, before we let you go, in the AFC Championship, how do you see it playing out? Will the Titans be able to ride Derrick Henry to an AFC Championship?
There's a possibility, but you know, I got to be, in all honesty, I'm prejudiced here. I want to see my man Andy Reid finally get to the Super Bowl. You know, he's like my adopted son, and he's got a great football team. The interesting thing here, and what I think I'm curious to watch, is that the contrast in styles between Kansas City's offense and Tennessee's offense, both very good, and they want to play a different game. Tennessee is going to have to, you know, run the ball and run it very, very well. And I think if they're vulnerable at all, Kansas City, I think it's on their defensive front and how they handle the run. And so that could play to Tennessee's advantage. I think, but then they want to shorten the game. But then I think, you know, Kansas City can score quickly, so they don't need a lot of time. I think it's going to be a closer game than people know and feel, just like I think the Packers 49er game is going to be a little bit closer than people think.
Former head coach of the Packers and the Seahawks, he spent six seasons with the Niners as an assistant coach, the great Mike Holmgren with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coach, we appreciate the time and the insights. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys, good luck with everything, and nice talking with you.
Happy New Year, Coach. Take care.
Happy New Year. Yeah, more and more people, Joe,
big
callers,
show said it.
Experts, the big show. I'm changing my tune. I think we should go Happy New Year all year. I think you're right.
I'm going all the way. I'm going to go all the way. It's going to be an everyday sort of thing. By the way, call of the game. Warriors played last night. We miss it at 9:30. Light us up. 888-957-9570. If you saw call of the game last night, give us a shot. It's a $50 gift certificate at Schroeder's. 888-957-9570. If you listen to Warriors Wrap Up, you got an even better chance because they told you what the call of the game is. 888-957-9570. Call of the game's next. Calls are next. Final concerns. Lowe versus Dibs as well. Championship edition here on 95.7 The Game. Mike in Castro Valley, you're the one that's got a shot at the title. Mike, welcome to the show. What was last night's call of the game?
Hey, guys. I'm going with the Eric Pascal three-pointer to take the lead late in the game.
The Eric Pascal three-pointer late in the game to take the lead. Nice guy. If you please.
Burks quickly front court gets open. Hits a three. Draymond saw that Beasley had gone down on the play. And when he went down, Draymond hustled it up. Burks was wide open.
No. Oh, no. Unfortunately, that's not correct. But Mike in Castro Valley, we appreciate the shot at the title. Progressive jackpot. It rolls over. It rolls over, which means a chance to win a $100 gift certificate to Schroeder's Restaurant located at 240 Front Street in San Francisco will be yours to be had on, I'm guessing, Monday. They play the Magic on Saturday. No show Sunday, so we're going to do it Monday. We'll do it Monday.
We're doing Monday, darn it.
Darn it.
Joe Buck, we'll do it Monday.
$100.
Better dollars. Better supposedly off-camera rant. Chris Berman going nuts on everyone cutting in front of him, or Bill Riley's "We'll do it live."
I think it's Bill Riley. Bill O'Reilly.
Excuse me. I gotta go. Berman.
You go Berman?
Oh, big Berman burned that house down.
Berman progressively gets worse and worse and more frustrated to the end where he's broken because he realizes he probably went too hardcore, and all these people are behind the scenes just devastated that they screwed that up.
There's a third one that neither one of you knows about, and it happened with one of the 10-2 hosts. Who famously was working down at NBC Sports, and the stage manager Andy was trying to get him to the set, and I was like 30 seconds, and this individual was shouting out, "You know me, Andy. You know I won't be late." And it was a full on meltdown, which I will never forget.
Was it? Have you seen it? Or were you there?
I was there on the set. It was one of these Jim Cosimore shows, Chronicle Live or Yahoo Sports Talk Live at the time, and this individual was being asked to appear. And he was just maybe a little bit later than the stage manager would have liked. And so he was shouting out, "You know me, Andy! You know I wouldn't do that!"
Showing up on the stage or to the facility?
On the stage.
On the stage. He's so was the there, facility, but yes. Just was late getting... So Steinmetz was late getting onto the... Because let's be honest.
Come on.
If this was with Cozumore back in the day, it wasn't Bonte because he's younger, and it wasn't Guru, so it was Steiny.
You are I'm super, so out.
You're a super sleuth, Joe.
Did he make it on in time?
He did. So he what, did. It's the famous, "You know me, Andy!" So anyway,
do you rank that above the other two?
No, well, personally I do because I was watching it. It was just absolutely hilarious. Me and Tokyo Jim were sitting there, and you know, you could cut the tension with a knife.
Bonte, help me.
Great uptick, by the way, on the call of the game toss.
When I bring him out, I bring him out very rarely, but in big fashion, like Matt Stairs back in the day. I don't get a lot of at bats, but when I do, I'm going yard or I'm striking out, and it's going to look really, really bad. John, Santa Clara, thank you for your patience, John. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, I just want to say, every time I hear you guys interview Joe Buck, it's almost like you can't even recognize the guy because he just sounds so different than when he's on, you know, doing his broadcast. And I used to really dislike him, but every time I hear you guys talk to him, I get to like him more and more. So good job there because he is definitely changed in my mind. And also, I've got a cheer for Jimmy G, if you guys will indulge me for 10 seconds.
Go ahead.
Go, 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 Garoppolo.
Shut this off. Shut this off right now. I don't like where this is going.
He only wanted 10 seconds.
Yeah, he's not getting it. One second in, I realized that was going to be a problem. I'm sorry if everyone in the Bay Area thinks that was a bit harsh. That's out. That's that. Go, go, Garoppolo. Get the hell out of here. Go, go, go,
Garoppolo. I'm caught up in Garoppolo mania.
I appreciate the confidence, though. I appreciate the confidence. And that, Go Go Garoppolo, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Wow. Full-service banking, no compromise.
Fremont Bank doesn't want that one.
Maybe they do. Go, go, go to Fremont Bank. Give me Jimmy Garoppolo.
There you go.
Maybe we should bring that guy back on and actually hear the end of it.
That was now, a little harsh.
Now I'm sitting here and I'm thinking I'd like to hear the end of that. See if John in Santa Clara, I think it was. Call back in. I want to hear the end of it.
Oh, my God.
I definitely want to hear the end of it.
Oh, my God.
I do. Call back in. Put him to the front of the line, please. 888-957-9570. I would like to hear the end of Go, Go, Garoppolo. I apologize. I should not have done that. I would like to bring him back onto the program. So in the intermediaries, we try to get him back on. How about a little Low versus Dibs?
Throughout the history of time, legendary battles have been waged across the entire sports landscape. Ali versus Frazier, Bird versus Magic, Manning versus Brady, and now perhaps the fiercest rivalry of them all, Lorenzo Neal.
You gotta run. When you play football, newsflash, you gotta be able to run, Dib. So
versus Dan Dibley.
Quiet, Lo. Shut your mouth, Lo.
Every Friday at 9:45 during the NFL season. Who will win this epic showdown? Find out now.
Low versus Dibs, championship round edition. Where are we currently at for the playoffs?
Low is up by a singular game. I believe he was 3-1 last week. I was 2-2. So there you have it.
We didn't do this during the wild card round when I was
gone? I don't believe we did.
No.
Okay, so Low's got a one-game lead with 3 games to play. So I guess that means Low gets to pick who goes first. Low, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first.
You'd like to go first?
I'd like to go first.
Now, we go in order of rotation numbers, so we are starting with the NFC Championship game.
All right.
Everyone understood? I don't want any...
Understood.
All right. Music, please. Well, here it is. It's the Packers at the San Francisco 49ers. We do point spreads, don't we?
Yep.
In the postseason edition of Low versus Dibs. Niners laying 7.5 against the Packers.
The 49ers are going to absolutely put on the show, Daniel Dibley. I like them, and I like them a lot. I like them enough to take the 7.5. Go, Niners, go. Give me the points. I'm going with Niners.
Was that Coach Sweeney or Howard Cosell with a head cold?
Howard with a head cold.
That's not bad.
Literally no analysis in there whatsoever. Your thoughts?
It's 31-20 is your final. The 49ers will win. They will cover at home. Too much dominance on the ground.
Follow me.
You done? Are you done, Cosell? You offered nothing, and I'm trying to bring the level up just a skosh here. Aaron Rodgers plays better than the first matchup, but not well enough. Give me the Niners, and I'll lay the 7.5, Joe.
Good news. John in Santa Clara is back on the line. So after Lowe versus Dibs, we are going to get to hear the conclusion of Go, Go, Garoppolo. I'm very much looking forward to it. All right, game number two, Dibs, we start with you. No blood in the first one. Tannehan.
Tannehan
going to the Super Bowl. He's catching 7 points. 7 points at Kansas City.
Yeah, 7 not enough. And shout out Dick Van Patten. 8 isn't enough either because 38-27 is your final. Kansas City's high-octane offense. Too much for the fighting Tannehans. Derrick Henry gets his, but ultimately, they can't compete with KC. Give me the Chiefs.
All right, you got the Chiefs. Lorenz O'Neal.
Hey, I'll take the Chiefs, but give me the points. If you can tell me 8.5, you're going to give me 7 points? I'm taking Tennessee. Tennessee's too good of a team. They're going to run the ball, and they're going to run it well, and they're going to run it effectively. They already beat them once. Tennessee right now is the hottest team in football. Hell, I don't want the points. Tennessee beats them straight up. There you go.
Okay, what's happening here? You said you like the Chiefs, then you said you wanted the points. Now you're going money line?
Let's go to John in Santa Clara to save us. He's taking
money.
Tennessee.
John in Santa Clara is coming up.
Money line, baby.
Well, what happens if Kansas City wins by 4? He loses and you lose? It's a double loss?
Oh, no. Give me the points, then. Give me the points.
Are you aware of how Lowe versus Dibs work?
He's
yes.
not.
Yes, I am.
Please rescue us, John in Santa Clara.
All right,
Clara.
So you're taking
it.
Tennessee
My
plus
God.
7.
Yes.
But you're also calling for the outright upset.
Yes.
Okay. So he's got Tennessee plus
Cute
7.
Cute story, bro.
Rough outing for a two-game performance of Lowe versus Dibs. All right, everyone quiet. Very excited about this. John in Santa Clara. John, I would like to start by apologizing to you. I shouldn't have been so abrupt. I am very interested in hearing the end of Go, Go, Garoppolo. The floor is yours. Please go ahead.
All right, here we go. Go, 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 Garoppolo. Come on,
yeah, I decided I can't hear the end of this.
No,
get rid of this guy. Get
again.
Him out of here. Get him out of here.
No,
can't do it.
No,
can't do
no.
it. Wanted to hear it. Can't do it. Can't do it.
No, I wanted to hear that.
Sorry, I can't do it. I thought I wanted to hear the end of Go, Go, Garoppolo. I just couldn't do it. I let it get to a second stanza. It's no good.
How about Monday? Oh, Monday, if things happen out good for us Monday, we can hit it Monday. Hear the whole thing.
You're already so checked out, you won't even remember.
Okay, I won't. You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Without a doubt, dude. He's down at the front desk. He's turned in his room
Done.
Key.
Done.
He's asking
Done.
The valet to bring around the car.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is checked out.
All right, so there we have it. Good week. Good productive week. We're laying the 7. The Niners got the Packers. It's Sunday at 3:40 p.m. Lock in. Looks like everyone's being down. Are you going down for this thing?
Yeah, I'm going down. Lo and I are set for a parking lot rendezvous. We're going to do a little tailgate, and I'm really looking forward to spending some quality time with the big fella.
That's not going to happen.
To think about...
whoa.
To think about where we could be at come Monday morning... if things break the way they're supposed to break this weekend, but you never know. Everyone, thank you so much for tuning in this week. Bonte, Steiny, and Guru are going to be coming up next. I have no idea what's coming up on that program. Maybe they'll play the conclusion of Go, Go, Garoppolo. You never know. John in Santa Clara, give them a call.
Please.
Give them a call. Don't be turned off by my attitude. Give them a call. Perhaps Bonte, Steiny, and Guru would like to hear the end of Go, Go, Garoppolo, but they're going to be next. Good luck to the Niners. Good luck to all of you out there. Enjoy your weekends, and we will catch you either way Monday morning, 6 a.m. right here on 95.7 The Game.